ethic. When eyelids a woomy and soft evening, before my porch in dawn, a rational theft is made fictive by morning. At my feet indoors I see the thieving I have done, and I ease off into strong halos of daily motion. My monitor tells me I have work to do. Night radio. Night radio pings. Ain't got no help, ain't got no love. The yellow beaded man sings. Yes, it warbles in your head. Ain't got no mother, ain't got no friends. The beat goes strongly jerking red. Night radio falters, leaves you swarming, and you just turn toward your bed. Night radio, waves jamming. Can't a moment open now instead? Memory. A music of rain falls through the mind, and a memory falls darkly. The petals soft and red, a music holds each petal, trying not to lose the grief at least. But it falls inside the mind, falls into webs beyond sight, sliding past a comprehensive eye. The Cove. Marching old men dance in the lights. The house jumps from ground to moon. Dancing, wondering when the storm will come, before or after the house warms or chills. The marching music gay as sadness. When you are younger and older in a cove by the sea house. Books wait in a room by a lake for men. To rise from the ground the boards where they rest, from the dance, traffic on the lawn, the trees burning from every sky. We rest now from dancing and waving, we rest now in a house by the cove. In the cadavers, pigeons fatten. In whatever has of monuments been, here is where I seek my glory. The museum alive in finality. Love, you know and teach and presume nothing. You are waiting with the tigers at my gate. You, love, are spiraling me on through drunkenness and dizziness. Always understanding, following me, through trails of moss, past the asphalt gardens of the rain. Is the first instance love of issuance, that glimmer? What confusion I raged before, the beers and hors d'oeuvres. The insurance man thought about it. I smiled and squirmed a little, as if I ever did anything colossally well. The upshot of it is this handful of seeds. Once they went to a concert to hear a woman sing the blues. After the concert, he embraced the singer. They being still not well acquainted. All she could suggest is they go to an ice cream parlor. The singer withdrew. It must have been days after the performance she inquired of him his mood. Something had changed. Now she found herself married to the sensitive bum. They were still at the table, and she wondered whether she might not bring it up. Probably to remind him the two of them had grown in understanding and love. She did not find speech necessary. bodies lying on ground, crushed by demolition cranes, sexless bones and bones swept in curves, crushed by monstrous cranes of salt and glue, eyeless strips of human agony dead a thousand stones, hippies wearing colors climbing in the rooms, pianos wrecked and strewn along the ground under helicopters swooping round trees, falling, crashing, after dark, before the moon. Dead a million stones, bodies in their terror crushed by faceless, headless eagles gliding across the noon. Their tongues and broken piano keys turned to stone. All the terror and history stunned and baked in one cycloptic spoon. A cadaver bent over endless keyboards, playing music and music, wild and wild. The cadaver playing millions and millions of notes over and over, and not a rotting piece of stench or flesh for hundreds and thousands of light years beyond. Sand and visions of madmen curling over years and years of endless months and months. Someone dead of heroin, every other stone in piece of loam. In the gloaming, oh my darling, smoking cigars on Christmas Eve, and 6 million blind bodies leering in the trees and trees. Let's talk one last time. Let's talk about the terror, because that's all we've ever known. Let us weep like humans again, for now we'll rush away again.
Here and I am still young. find how you seem, making love in a dream. Can't seem to get what you
surrounds me as I sleep in a rancher's orchard. Death comes to me and envelops my brain and withers my limbs. Yes, this happens as the moon has escaped my eyes and the earth pounds my consciousness. The struggle is over as the sun has now blinded me and my need, separate from even the possibility of collective work, strikes my ability to reason. As I wake beneath the trees, torture taking my body and mind and rolling me in crushed apples, there is no singing, there is no heartbreak, but I can remember all the moaning and grinding of centuries. Why? A terrible passion is now dead, but any peace I might know has shrunk to nothing. In early childhood's fears of gladness were bright and swollen. They multiplied in my sky. But memories darken in these moments, and I cannot realize why my life has become so fatal yet endless. So be it. No apples will fall to rot and die. Yes, this happens as the moon has escaped my eyes and the earth pounds my consciousness. The struggle is over as the sun has now blinded me and my need, separate from even the possibility of collective work, strikes. strikes my ability to reason. As I wake beneath the trees, torture taking my body and mind and rolling me in crushed apples, there is no singing, there is no heartbreak, but I can remember all the moaning and grinding of centuries. Why? Terrible passion is now dead, but any peace I might know has shrunk to nothing. In early childhood, spheres of gladness were bright and swollen, and they multiplied in my sky. But memories darken in these moments, and I cannot realize why my life has become so fatal, yet endless. So be it. No apples will fall to rot and die. Orchard. Death comes to me and envelops my brain and withers my limbs. Yes, this happens as the moon has escaped my eyes and the earth pounds my consciousness. The struggle is over as the sun has now blinded me and my need, separate from even the possibility collective work, strikes my ability to reason. As I wake beneath the trees, torture taking my body and mind and rolling me in crushed apples, there is no singing.
She manages to touch me safely. I am tight. I sit in my hard back chair and wonder where all the lines have gone. Confronted with a kiss, I blow it. I could not believe it, seeing you and holding hands. What did we have to look for? Then we walked. I cried your name. We must have been lost. The winter reached his hands as he hid there under the star and the bush. The winter circled him and whipped him, and he felt his eyes meet the star. The winter and the star crossed his body and he hid his mind from the animal inside. The winter started to scold him inside his scarf, inside his parka made of gold. The winter and the bush repeated him and pushed on him and lent their thighs to his belly. The winter piled into him, and he thought of Zanzibar, and he thought how far it was to the sands and the telephone. The deformity lingers like any sad thing, like walking on dark glass, a real tightrope question in the afternoon, noticing how it gets heavy to rise and sit, the irony of a radiant thing. You have your extravagances, something which leaves me speechless, or nothing. The color of the faces grown barren, the similes covered a hood. I see a hollow of trees still green in autumn, the glass is blown beneath them. These are the cleavages and landmarks of a ruin, beautiful most of the year. The face across from me tenses in telling its story. The scherzo mood has passed and left in its wake a woman who tells the hour. The minutes are mine, and I listen.
Spangle, 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 snow has come, all is done, till spring will come. Spangly, jangly jewels of white, spangly in the light of night and glare of day, up from ground and round in clouds and colder air and down to ground to sparkle there. Wafting down, falling down. London bridges never fall as these, and those bridges never sparkled in the light of night and glare of day as these frozen drops of cloud. These jewels of wintry days, and always they will come to decorate my grave. And clothed I'll be as never was a king or man of means. All these spangly, jangly, silent, brooding, slowly falling joys.
San Francisco, February. A frighted gray, fragile frigate, the month of first ghost lightning frigate. Back on a prairie path, silver fear. In streets now a regal fear. Silver frigate light its load, just a pencil of memory. A giant moving in the bay, laughing stars, hills and fear, silver grateful frigate collapsed on sand. Ammonia motion. Now ammonia motion is stopped, ready as an ocean, ready in its fear. People prop against the sound of bells. Baselines swing into place to hear. Dark barrels drop as eyes sweep an accident that came too near. Piano bells, weak and merry, from another century, crossing as music is forced through each gear. And drums don't sound, and drummers don't speak, or hide in star gas. They could lift a lonely cheer. A period, time, the human being rustles asleep. Before conflict, before each murder, opening a flower in his dream. Thank you.
last touch, a paranoid was born in my house and took steps to demolish his beauty. And it became a rare abstract process by which the house and the birth became further divided. One morning I met my condemned friend. It was a new morning, and the music and the friend were old. He told me about prison and what greed there was among the puppets. He told me he could survive, so we could save skin with our tea, because the fools were calling us on the telephone. The luck in Algeria was bad. Farther on, it became Lebanon. But the fools kept phoning me, and my friend's eyes grew dim as each of the tea parties became lonely and grim. And we had to send to Boston for a special on lobster and gin.
Sorrow and grief, a sail and burden. What is left, nonetheless, is good. A special interest wakes and dreams, a rhyme, forgotten. A trench coat and lullaby, forgotten. Boat sailcloth heads bobbing, rain a sway. Return to me. Oh, return, warmth, gaiety and dreams. And wakes a child worth, has the self inviolate, in prosaic words now, without a break in pattern, metaphysical, to be gone not finished, if only a trill, the merchant makes a money gift, an island structure, where bees invest immortality, sound, trilling, a nymphomaniac. So violets and bric-a-brac stay. I follow the line of her logic, fall. And if it is, I malinger, light incense, it is for her to say, cricket, the bear. I only in total darkness begin. I had a sad end on MacDougall. I left an empty return to my pen. There is no parlor of carnage, no devastation to the worm, although spleen rivels and I choke.
Near the lake, a barren lake in cones of sorrow, crossing the weak heart, and my search ends there, before the beginning of youth, on a page, past stars, past hues of rallied gray, it leaves just under the path of living, breathing laughter. Concrete. Huge slivers of wicked air hang over courses of concrete. Acres of corpsed eyes draw heavily for oxygen in rivers of hasted hate, and limbs are crushed, embalmed in guilt. Conscience becomes excess in streams of molecular distrust. Opportunists move silently among tentacles of burning flesh. The mail room. In the mail room, dying within my pouch. In the mail room, the clerks are reading my name. In the mail room, letters drop and smother. In the mail room, love is distant and afraid. And with the weight of paper aircraft, literary ambitions soar, and I begin to hear my awful laughter calling me back near the mail room door.